This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Ukrainian president's office says civilian evacuations have halted in an area of the country where Russian defense officials had announced a ceasefire. The deputy head of President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said the evacuation effort was stopped because the city of Mariupol remained under fire on Saturday. He said the Russian side is not holding to the ceasefire and has continued firing on Mariupol itself and on its surrounding area. Talks with the Russian Federation, he said, are ongoing regarding setting up a ceasefire and ensuring a safe humanitarian corridor. The Russian Defense Ministry said earlier in a statement that it had agreed on evacuation routes with Ukrainian forces from Mariupol, a strategic port in the southeast. But a city official reported that shelling continued in this area on Saturday despite the deal. That's a sign of fragility of efforts to stop the fighting across the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Saturday that Russia would consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone over Ukraine as participation in the war there, while Ukrainian officials blamed Russian shelling for breaching a ceasefire arranged in two cities to evacuate civilians. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a desperate plea to U.S. senators on Saturday to send more planes to help the country fight the Russian invasion. Zelensky made the request on a call joined by more than 300 people, including senators, some House lawmakers, and aides. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York, said in a statement that Zelensky made a desperate plea for Eastern European countries to provide Russian-made planes to Ukraine. This is VOA News. The governor of the U.S. state of Utah says he will veto legislation passed Friday that would ban transgender students from competing in girls' sports. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Without Republican Governor Spencer Cox's support, Utah is unlikely to join the other 11 Republican-led states that have recently enacted bans on transgender girls wanting to compete in school sports leagues that correspond with their gender identity. In vowing to veto the bill, Cox directly addressed transgender student athletes who he said found themselves the subject of political debate through no fault of their own. "I just want them to know that it's going to be okay. We're going to work through this," he said. For months, the governor worked behind the scenes negotiating a compromise between LGBTQ advocates and social conservatives and said he was stunned Friday as lawmakers passed the amended proposal. I'm Julie Walker.
Tehran and the United Nations nuclear agencies say that Iran has agreed to supply answers long sought by the United Nations nuclear watchdog as talks in Vienna over its tattered atomic deal with world powers appears to be coming to an end. A joint statement by Mohammad Islami, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, and Al Grossi of the International Atomic Energy Organization came hours after the two met in Tehran. It envisions the issue of the discovery of uranium particles at former undeclared sites in the country being wrapped up by June. That's a move that is separate from the talks over the nuclear deal, but could help push them to a conclusion. China set its lowest annual GDP target in decades as the country's premier warned of a grave and uncertain outlook. Against the backdrop of the coronavirus, a property slump, and uncertainty over the war in Ukraine, the death toll in Pakistan from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque rose to 62 overnight. Police say they will try to identify the bomber from two severed feet found at the scene. Brazil exited recession in the fourth quarter of 2021, the government said, though weak growth and high inflation still dog Latin America's biggest economy, as President Jair Bolsonaro gears up to seek re-election in October. And North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile, continuing this year's record-breaking blitz of weapons test, with a launch just days before South Korea's presidential election. You can follow all the stories we're keeping up on at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.